When you use our service, we want you to have the peace of mind that your users and your data is safe. And at Microsoft, we run one of the largest communication and productivity environments in the world. For example, each month, over 200 billion emails are processed and scanned for viruses, and around 850 million meetings are scheduled. Our platform hosts billions of contacts and relationships between users who equally share and create information to get their jobs done. In fact, the extent of our peer review means that we are often in a position to detect new cyber threats as they emerge before anyone else in the industry. For us, beyond detection, engineering for your peace of mind means adapting an approach where we can mitigate known and unknown threats at tremendous scale in the background without disrupting your productivity as a user. It all starts with intelligence, how we continuously and natively inject intelligence into the security fabric of the service. The service is aware of known threats reported by industry and users. For example, Microsoft extensively assesses the reputations of IP addresses, URLs, and domains globally. We also work with various industry sources to make sure that we have a true view of the latest intelligence to pull into our threat analysis. And we have designed the service to be an evolving, self-learning and self-protecting system. Through behavioral analysis and machine learning, it's able to sift through billions of security signals to detect deviations from the norm and indicators of attack and compromise. This makes the service intelligent enough to identify previously unknown threats. The security fabric can determine the characteristics of good and bad communications and see in real time when a new type of attack is emerging. If, for example, a bad file or mail is sent to a rapidly growing number of people, the incidences are grouped in clusters and are flagged in the system. The techniques used don't only help against large-scale campaigns, but also targeted attacks. For us, beyond detection, engineering for your peace of mind means adapting an approach where we can mitigate known and unknown threats at tremendous scale in the background without disrupting your productivity as a user. As we mitigate threats within the service, we make sure that we inform the user of the imminent danger and protect them without disrupting their productivity. Through advanced threat protection within Office 365, we have a capability called Safe Attachments. If a suspicious attachment with an unknown signature is sent, the service replaces the attachment with a placeholder notification, allowing the user to continue to read and respond to their email. Behind the scenes, the attachment is sandboxed in a detonation chamber and scanned. It's then either destroyed if it is infected or placed back in the original email within the user's inbox if it is found to be normal. Now, if for some reason an email still gets delivered and its contents are found to be bad after the fact, the service is also able to purge and remove the email directly from the user's inbox. Beyond attachments, malicious links pose one of the biggest threats for phishing attacks. The service fabric protects users at the time of click. They are warned not to visit the site, and the link is presented in an isolated browser environment so that it cannot actually do any harm. Users, in fact, play an invaluable role in threat mitigation, and we help them to take informed actions through safety tips in Outlook, which flag potential threats as the system determines if the message originates from a trusted or untrusted source. This really comes in effect in the mitigation of spoofing attacks, where the message branding and sender information has been manufactured to appear legitimate in order to dupe unsuspecting users. By checking whether the domain, IP, and sender's email match and verifying heuristics on traffic from the source, a spoof threat can be identified and users warned. Now, most of the examples that I have given you here are for email, and that's because the majority of attacks we see are actually initiated through email. In reality, as soon as we detect a new exploit, we share this intelligence across the service to benefit other services in Office 365 and beyond. In fact, we are expanding the security signals that we collect across the Microsoft cloud and devices through our work with the Azure and Windows teams. With more granular insight into the first indicators of threats, we hope to continuously speed up threat detection and response within the service. And as we move down this path, you'll also see us make more effort to share our threat intelligence and incident detection with you, so that you can take measures to investigate, remediate, and apply the controls available to you in Office 365 to evolve and improve your security posture over time.